This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Fred Robertson. Fred, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Fred, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I've been involved with digital asset management for about 10 years now. My current role as a digital asset manager is about 2 years old. And my main role is to manage photography assets from, you know, the beginning of the creative process all the way through to disseminating them out to a global community of creatives. So this means when a photo shoot is finished, a hard drive will come to me and I'll transfer files onto one of our server volumes, and then art directors do their part, you know, making selections and preparing files for me to then move out to a color correction house for retouching and color correction, and then files come back to me so when they're complete so that I can properly name them, tag them properly, and post the final assets into an image library that we maintain. And I'm also in charge of managing, you know, the version control and file naming for all the product groups and different models of products and series versions, which can get complicated. So we really have to have a good system of naming in place. And then I also interact with the global partners so that whenever they need assets and whenever new assets are posted, they're constantly being updated about new activity and new imagery that's available. And then finally managing the storage space, you know, on all of our working volumes. So it's a pretty involved role.
Fred, how does a well-known audio technology developer and product manufacturer use digital asset management?
So we use DAM in many different ways, primarily from an image standpoint. Still photography is the main focus of our DAM work currently. So we maintain this image library and storage system for all of our product assets, advertising, photography, and we also use it as a kind of creative workflow so that our creative group can produce all the layout creative work that they need to by, you know, linking to those high-res assets that have gone through that process I explained earlier. Our creative group is able to produce layouts and different presentations without having to duplicate assets. So it's an all-encompassing system where we have different volumes on our server for creative files, layouts, logos, raw photography, final color-corrected imagery, even outtakes. So it's a highly managed system, but it also allows for a much more fluid workflow.
And what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
I would say the challenges are many. First and foremost, just educating people about the system we have and giving users a degree of confidence in using it, because a lot of folks tend to be a bit daunted by or confused by an interface. Some DAM interface is just not as user-friendly as most people expect, you know, after going on the web and, say, using stock sites. I find that if you hold someone's hand just the tiniest bit, it goes a long way to helping them sort of become independent in their use of it. One of the bigger challenges is, you know, just getting all of these stakeholders, internal clients, corporate interests, legal concerns, and then anybody who really needs to access these assets all to sort of be on the same page about how we're coordinating management and organization of those assets. You know, those challenges are ongoing. We don't really manage digital assets. The digital group seems to manage their own, and then the video group seems to manage those on their own as well. And I'm helping in both of those areas, but it's not under one umbrella, which makes it tricky. It sort of gives us something, a goal to shoot for as well, which is to get everything in one place. Successes are just that we have a tool in place. It's surprisingly still unique to see large companies using a DAM tool in ways other than just small internal groups using it. Trying to use it on a global marketing scale is ambitious, and it's great that we can continue to improve upon it from there. And, you know, it helps us coordinate product launches, and, you know, just having a digital asset manager in-house is a new role here, and I think it's made a big, big difference in productivity and in the group.
Fred, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think first and foremost, just having a clear and focused approach is most important. Something that emphasizes the value in having a process in place that, you know, that everyone needs to adhere to, but that you can, as a digital asset manager, you can sort of help facilitate that process and really step in at every point along the way so that you can interact with many different groups of people who might not often interact with the group that I work in. I really enjoy being sort of a greater part of the whole process, so I can really answer questions at any point along the way. You know, and I think if you aspire to become a DAM professional, it's my background's photography, and I came at it from from that perspective as a person who just was immersed in having a visual education. And I'm just, the way I look at imagery is organizationally just different, I think, than most folks that say come at it from a library science perspective, which I often wish I had, but I also feel like I bring something unique to the process as sort of a self-taught damn professional in a way. I just think, you know, immersing yourself in imagery and processes can only help get you to that place where really allowing yourself a chance to view lots of imagery and think about ways in which that they're organized and interact with photographers and artists, it can give you a much more sort of rounded perspective.
Well, thanks, Fred.
All right.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this podcast episode, as well as 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.